from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Tim. Trust tree time. Of course, through 2 weeks of college football.
We were at the Olive Garden.
Yes, of course. Lovely. It was lovely. I found myself wondering, what kind of panties was she wearing? Chances are it was probably just standard cotton. But then I started thinking, what if? I don't know if I got that right. I've only seen that movie 8,000 times.
What? I thought we were in the trust tree.
Yeah.
We are.
Isn't that? That's Ari's wife, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. It is. Mrs. Ari.
Yeah, that's Mrs. Ari. Shout out Doug Ellen.
Doug Ellen. Yeah,
who Tim got on this show. That was a great segment. All right, who do you trust? And I think this is an interesting exercise because there's a few teams that I trust that have proven it on the field, and then there's a couple that eye test is telling me. And so you tell me yes or no if you're with me.
Okay.
All right, first and foremost, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay. I get it. I ain't played nobody, Paul. I still trust Ohio State.
No. Here's the thing. Because I heard, I think it was the Cover 3 guys talking about this.
All right, go for it.
They were more defending, I think, Clemson in the rankings. They beat the snot out of Clemson. And Clemson turned around and beat Appalachian State, who is believed to be one of the best G5 programs, by 46 and led 56-10 at halftime.
Yeah.
Like, Georgia's played somebody. Georgia might have...
Oh, I was saying Ohio State ain't played nobody. I think it's still possible Clemson wins the ACC.
I do too. Like preseason, I wasn't in on Florida State. I was hesitant on Miami, and I was like, I guess I'll just pay Clemson because it felt like they were a little down. Like I think Clemson they don't play each other in the regular season, so the ACC championship. Could be
undefeated, yeah.
Could be a banger,
yeah. No, I mean, it could be undefeated Miami versus one loss Clemson. I also think Louisville's pretty good, it's still kind of TBD. No, I was saying ain't played nobody is Ohio State, even though they ain't played nobody, and I still think Will Howard I still trust them.
I think I trust them because I don't think Will Howard's going to mess things up. He's not dynamic. If they had Cam Ward, I think they win the national championship. But they have so many weapons everywhere. And Jeremiah Smith is just going to keep getting better. If you don't know the name, you will. He is going to be maybe a top three pick in 3 years, maybe the number one overall pick. This dude is a freak of nature and is going to, when they start playing teams... When they go out to Autzen, he's going to make some wow plays. I mean, they've got... Here's this about Ohio State. We're going to learn who they are in October. How about this stretch? Home to Iowa. Iowa has issues scoring points, but still, it's a decent defense. At Oregon, home to Nebraska, and then November 2nd at Penn State. That's as challenging of a stretch as you're going to get in the Big Ten.
No, I am with you. I mean, to me, like, that's... But at this point, it's like, I still trust the roster, and they, you know, they farted around with Akron for a little bit, but, like, last week, they did not at all. They just decimated teams. I trust Texas. Like, I don't know. Do I think that Texas would be favored against either of those two teams? No, but I think they've proven to me that the doubts that I may have had, like, and can they do this again?
I trust Texas.
I trust Texas.
They've got issues at the running back position, but they've got really good wide receivers. And I didn't trust them coming in the year. I trusted Oregon, who I'm sure we'll get to momentarily. But I trust Texas. That performance, and yes, Michigan may not be very good, and that's a fair critique to that, but I think I trust this Texas team. That performance on Saturday was a dominant, dominant performance.
All right. I trust USC.
Define what...
Playoff team. Here's why I trust them. I trust Lincoln Riley on offense, and I think the defense... I know Utah State's a mess. Like, I fully am aware of that. They still shut him out, and the defense, to me, clearly looks improved. And like, is that going to be like a household name defense? No, but that's not a defense that's going to... This, to me, is like Lincoln Riley's most complete team.
I need to see it a little bit more, but I'm trending that way. They don't have, like, wow, in-your-face superstars at wide receiver. Zachariah Branch could be that guy. But Miller Moss looks the part, and D'Anton Lynn has gotten his flowers already and will continue to get his flowers. I mean, that dude has this defense flying around. They look sure tackling. And, you know, if they go to the Big House off a bye next week and beat Michigan, which they'll be favored to do, yeah, game on. I mean, they play Nebraska at home in November. They play Penn State at home, which will be a big challenge. They play Notre Dame at home. But, I mean, you get what? With an LSU win, 10-2, you're probably in the playoffs. So I could see it. And I think, you know, with that schedule in the Big Ten, if you can go beat Michigan, can you beat Penn State at home? Then you might be playing for the Big Ten championship.
I mean, to me, like,
it's... No Oregon or Ohio State on the schedule.
And to me, like, that's a huge part of it. All right. I know the lesson of the boy that cried wolf is, you know, tell the truth. There's also a lesson for the audience. Sometimes the boy that cried wolf is actually telling the truth. We only have one data point, and I don't know really what it means one way or the other, because maybe Florida's just a mess. I kind of think Mario is telling the truth this time. I think this roster is actually good. I think he's got the quarterback. I'm ready to buy in on Miami.
I can't get there yet.
They were so physical.
They were. They've got really good offensive line play, and they shouldn't be challenged realistically. Maybe Virginia Tech, September 27th at home. They've got Louisville on the road, which could be a tricky spot, but they got a bye week prior to that. Look, I'll just say this. They'll be a favorite in every game the rest of the way out, because Florida State's a dumpster fire. At Louisville could be tricky, but I'm not there yet, and that might just be stubbornness by me.
No, I mean, I do think that's the appropriate thing. I could also be the guy falling for the boy that cried wolf again.
If this team, like, and I look, I said it about Notre Dame. I said if Notre Dame wins 9 games, it's an absolute disaster, and it certainly feels like that's going to be the likely outcome with Notre Dame this year after losing to Northern Illinois. If this team, looking at the schedule now that they avoided, you know, the loss and it looks so good against Florida, no Clemson on this schedule. If they don't go 11-1 at worst, it's a bit of a disaster. So prove it to me. And I'll say this. Like, if they go 11-1, let's say they lose at Louisville.
All right.
And then they lose to Miami. Lose to Clemson. That's still a good season. Like, I feel like
It's the best season they've had in how long?
Right. We changed the goalposts on things. Like, I will say on this show, no doubt, if they go 11-1 and lose to Clemson, they're in the playoff. And that's a really good season for Miami. Miami has not been the U, throw them up. I mean, they had that one season. What was it, 2017?
It was Mark Richt's first year, I think.
And they beat Notre Dame on an electric night down there in November. And then I think the following week, letdown spot. I want to say they lost to Pitt or something weird like that. And they went to the Orange Bowl and got destroyed.
Yeah, by Wisconsin. I remember which side I had there.
If they get to double digit wins, that's a good season that exceeded expectations from the odds maker's standpoint. So I'm not there yet, but I would say I'm trending more that way after, you know, can't really take too much away from a win over FAMU, and they play Ball State this weekend. South Florida game could be interesting because,
yeah,
let's be honest, Alabama did not win 42-16.
Most that, deceiving score, final score of the year.
They were losing going in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They were losing. I think South Florida had the ball with a chance to take the lead.
I can't remember either.
All right, the other team I'm putting up here, and God, I can't believe I'm saying this either. I kind of trust Tennessee.
I do. I'm in. I was a Nico Stan preseason, and I don't want to say blown away is the right way, but man, I don't know how you didn't come away.
There's something about him, man.
It's not just him. Like, Dylan Sampson is a dude. They've got wide receivers. Squirrel White, Chris Brazel. They've got Brew McCoy only caught one pass against NC State. But they got defensive players, too, man. Like, I don't know. NC State might not be good. But it doesn't take away the fact that they went in there and just pulverized that NC State team. Now, the pick six kind of was the game changer. But I trust Tennessee. I look at their schedule, and they've got a primetime game on ABC next week. After they dispose of Kent State this weekend, they'll be 3-0. Game day will more than likely be in Norman. And that's a massive shot. I mean, for Tennessee, though, you still have on the schedule Bama and Georgia. Like, you kind of have to beat Oklahoma if you want to make it to the playoff.
All right, anyone else you want to add before we get out of here?
Clearly I trust Notre Dame. Always can believe in those guys. No, and that's saying something because I don't trust Oregon right now.
No, I think that's right. All right, my man. Well, I'll holler at you Friday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.